Hometown Sports. I'm Michael Hammond. Around the area last night, the game you heard on WKLM and at WKLMFM.com and on YouTube, it was Wayndale edging out Hillsdale 39-15. Canton South winner over Central Christian 45-39. And Newcomerstown beat Danville 64-53. Be sure to tune in tonight for boys high school basketball as Wes Holmes takes on Ashland in the Dungeon. WKLM will be video live streaming the game on YouTube. You can also hear the game here on the radio and online at WKLMFM.com. Airtime 7 o'clock, tip-off 7:30. And you can also tune in to the Highland at Claymont game on YouTube and stream too with airtime at 7 o'clock. On Saturday, tune in to girls basketball as West Holmes travels to Madison. Airtime on WKLM and WKLMFM.com is at 12:05. And then Saturday night, we'll have more girls basketball from the IVC Showcase at the Perry Reese Junior Community Center as Highland takes on Newcomerstown. Airtime will be at 5 p.m. Then, on Sunday, tune in to girls basketball tournament drawings. You will be able to hear where and when all the area teams are playing in the upcoming girls sectional and district tournaments. Coverage gets underway just after 3 o'clock. Across the area tonight in boys high school basketball, in addition to Ashland at West Holmes and Highland at Claymont, Sandy Valley will host Garaway, Wayndale's at Chippewa, Triway at Fairless, Northmore at Loudonville, Mansfield Christian hosts Central Christian, Danville's at East Knox, Mansfield Senior at Dover, Lexington at New Philadelphia, Worcester will host Madison, Indian Valley's at Tuskegee Valley, Fort Fry at Ridgewood, Strasburg will host Newcomerstown, TCC at Malvern, Newcomerstown, Strasburg, and Buckeye Trail will be at East Canton. Nights with the Knights for all students in grades kindergarten through 12th grade. Get free entry to select home games thanks to the West Holmes Athletic Boosters. The next one is coming up on February 11th. It's Wrestling Senior Night versus John Glenn and Downton. Plus, students can be named Knight of the Night for great sportsmanship. Games start at 6. They'll see you in the dungeon. Jelloni Cambridge scored 26 points, and number 9 Ohio State held off a late run by number 24 Washington to win 70-60 for its 10th win in its past 11 games. Ohio State coach Kevin McGuff won his 500th career game. Elsa Lamelia added 13 points and 9 rebounds, and Chance Gray scored 12 points for the Buckeyes, who are now 21-3 on the season, 10-2 in the Big Ten. Xavier Sellers scored 26 points, 11 in the fourth quarter, to lead the Huskies, who are now 17-6 on the season and 7-5 in the Big Ten. They've lost back-to-back home games for the first time this season. Freshman Bryn McGachi made her first career start and finished with 12 points. Kennedy Cambridge hit a jump shot that made it 4-3, and the Buckeyes led the rest of the way. The Cleveland Cavaliers have made a big move by acquiring 11-time All-Star James Harden. General manager Kobe Altman believes this trade, along with adding Keon Ellis and Dennis Schroeder, will boost their playoff chances. The Cavaliers traded Darius Garland to get Harden. Garland had been struggling with injuries. Altman says Harden wanted to join the team to compete for a championship. The Cavaliers have been eliminated in the Eastern Conference semifinals the past two seasons. Harden brings valuable playoff experience. Cleveland is currently fourth in the Eastern Conference, but expectations are now higher with Harden on board. Lindsey Vonn is ready for her first Olympic downhill training run in Cortina. The 41-year-old American tore the ACL in her left knee a week ago, but she plans to race in the Milan Cortina Games with a large brace on her injured knee. The downhill is Sunday, with training races scheduled for today and tomorrow. Vonn holds the record of 12 World Cup wins in Cortina. A former Ohio State University football coach has filed a federal lawsuit claiming his dismissal was sexual discrimination. Joe Lieberger worked as a defensive quality control coach for 4 years. The lawsuit states biased and fundamentally flawed disciplinary process led to his firing in 2025. It also claims a female coworker made false allegations against him. Ohio State says it cannot comment on pending litigation, but they did provide school records showing OSU told Lieberger that he violated the school's non-discrimination, harassment, and sexual misconduct policy. With Hometown Sports, I'm Michael Hammond.